I'm Pastor Brian Paulson, and this is The Message. We're glad you're listening here in Libertyville, in Lake County, or around the world. Center your heart now with the prayer for illumination. Listen deeply to the scripture and allow the message to speak God's word for your life.
Will you join your hearts with mine in prayer? Come, Holy Spirit, source of all life. As we enter this holy week, let the same mind be in us that was in Christ, who was a servant that we might be free. Awaken our ears, open our hearts, and sustain the weary with your word. Amen. Our reading from Hebrew scripture today is traditionally read by Christians on this day of Palms and Passion. The prophet established the metaphor of a suffering servant to identify God's faithful people who endured the indignity of exile and the destruction of their beloved temple. Christians recognize Jesus personified as the suffering servant, who rode with humble dignity and confidence into the rebuilt temple city that first praised him, but then hardened its heart and condemned him. Listen for the courage of the suffering servant and let it strengthen your faith in humble love. The Lord God gave me an educated tongue to know how to respond to the weary with a word that will awaken them in the morning. God awakens my ear in the morning to listen, as educated people do. The Lord God opened my ear. I didn't rebel. I didn't turn my back. Instead, I gave my body to attackers and my cheeks to beard pluckers. I didn't hide my face from insults and spitting. The Lord God will help me. Therefore, I haven't been insulted. Therefore, I will set my face like flint and knew I wouldn't be ashamed. The one who will declare me innocent is near. Who will argue with me? Let's stand up together. Who will bring judgment against me? Let him approach me. Look, the Lord God will help me. Who will condemn me? This is the end of the first reading of Scripture today. May God put this reading to our use.
Just as we just sang in one voice, Hosanna, we will now hear about the story in which the people of Jerusalem welcomed Jesus singing Hosanna. With the gift of hindsight, we glean spiritual insight. In this most brief of gospel descriptions for this day, the emphasis is placed on the humble way Jesus fulfilled prophetic vision. It also points our lives toward the way God's glory is found in humility. So hear now the good news from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 12 to 16. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him. They shouted, Hosanna! Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessings on the King of Israel! Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Don't be afraid, daughter Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples didn't understand these things at first. After he was glorified, they remembered that these things had been written about him and that they had done these things to him. The word of the Lord.
You know, I just want to say I love this time of the year for so many reasons, and one of the reasons is that both of our children were born around this time. A little inconvenient for preacher's family to have two birthdays that are right around Holy Week, but we celebrate it. And whenever I go to talk about the birth of our child, I describe what it was like going into the hospital room. Of course, my wife had a difficult pregnancy, and she always reminds me that the first thing I said when I went into the hospital room was, "Does this TV show March Madness?" And I've been in trouble ever since. It's hard to focus when there's March Madness around, and I'm asking you to focus today as well. You know, it's also hard to focus when life is a little overwhelming. I have a friend who's feeling overwhelmed. Her mother recently died. Her father is battling dementia. And just recently, she was struck head-on at an intersection totaling her mother's car. Thankfully, her mom's car and its airbags cradled and saved her life in that sudden trauma. And now this friend tells me that to get through each day, she is doing this. She is reading and memorizing scripture from the book of Psalms. I share this in order to ask, how do you get through hard times? When it feels as if we're going into a head-on collision, where do we turn? I ask because this week, I find myself wondering, how was Jesus approaching Jerusalem and the cross that awaited him beyond? Our reading from Isaiah today describes the way God gifted the speaker, whom scholars call the suffering servant, with the tongue of one who is taught. Now, there are variations of this translation, but the clearest meaning of this passage is to describe someone who is well taught and therefore able to teach with wisdom. I think memorizing scripture is a good way to begin making sense out of life lessons, especially those lessons that we haven't sought out. In all likelihood, Jesus was educated on scripture and conversations in the community of his youth in Nazareth. We get a sense of this by both the familiarity and the disbelief of his community when Jesus has the gall to say the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled when he stood as a man to read in his local synagogue. But when we read through the Gospels, we see Jesus following a similar pattern, beyond the way it began in his hometown. A pattern of conversation and scripture rooted in the love that God offers to us. Conversation and scripture. That's how he got through. And he moved through society, engaging people with of every sort and variety. He listens first, and then after listening, he engages each person with their story, sharing the love of God in Holy Scripture. Now, when Jesus arrived on the Mount of Olives on that very first Palm Sunday, long ago, his learning was at fulfillment. He was taught by the Torah, the scriptures, and by listening with lives of people whom he met all over ancient Israel, Palestine. All of that built a courageous spirit of love deep within him. Carolyn Sharp comments on this Isaiah passage, and she sums up the model of this suffering servant with two powerful dynamics: prayerful listening and resilient trust. Prayerful listening and resilient trust. Friends, I hope you've grown through our spiritual journey in this Lenten season. Together we've fed our souls both with scripture and with the daily bread of wisdom that we find when sharing in our church family about the ups and downs of every week. And I hope your trust in God grows as together we reflect on the ways that God provides for our lives as individuals and as a community of faith. When we listen to stories of God at work in our lives, when we delve into the riches of wisdom in Holy Scripture, God fills our spiritual wells deep with resilient trust in the power of God's love, and that strengthens us to face every challenge that we meet. Now, this is where palms meet the passion on this Sunday. Holy Week begins today. And Holy Week is an invitation for you and for me to live with resilient trust, to live with courage in the assurance of faith that knows in our bones that love conquers all. Holy Week is an invitation to live with resilient trust in sacrificial love, confident that there always will be bread for the journey. And sacrificial love is not foolish love. It is not sentimental love. Sacrificial love is a clear-eyed view of this world that has a powerful confidence in knowing that the Lord God is with us. Sacrificial love knows that ultimately, always, love conquers all. Now, Christians reading this vision of the suffering servant in Isaiah do so at the start of every Holy Week because we recognize Jesus in this suffering servant. Jesus saw clearly the challenges that lay ahead of him. The day begins with palms. Our gospel reading tells us that when Jesus approached Jerusalem, the word spread and the people went out to greet him with palms. I expect they did this because his reputation preceded him. Here was a man who listened, and he listened and applied the wisdom of Scripture in life-changing ways. People experienced this powerful love in Jesus. But Jesus could see beyond the praise of the palms. He could see forward because Scripture informed him about past tragedies and the way faith in God's love conquers tragedy. Now, Christians pull these verses of Isaiah forward to the life of Jesus, but they were first written in a time when Jerusalem was in ruins, a past tragedy. If we move forward in time centuries later, in Jesus' day, King Herod instituted a major public works project. He expanded the Temple Mount. He gilded the temple with largesse he acquired by collaborating with occupying Roman forces. And then later, centuries beyond that, generations ahead, the first readers of John's Gospel, well, they could look back and witness that there had been another destruction of Jerusalem done by the Romans just one generation after Jesus. But when we come back to this particular day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, that Temple Mount was mighty and imposing. People in the provinces like Galilee, where Jesus was from, well, they lived humbly, by daily bread, in bare subsistence. Jesus arrived into the power and opulence of Jerusalem in the way that prophets foretold a godly king would arrive, humble, riding on a beast of burden. Jesus was a man of the people, and his arrival was a threat to those who were in power. Today, for all of you people, for us together, I find myself wondering, where is the challenge that love is calling you to conquer? I'll never forget a few years back, there had been an act of violence on an Islamic mosque, and I traveled to stand at a gathering with a large group of Muslims at their community center in solidarity. On that day, I was wearing my clergy collar, and there were buses of children that were arriving. And one of the little kids looked out at me and was waving at me with a big smile. A little Muslim child, because she knew she was not alone. That there were other people of faith who were standing with them. I was standing with them in love against hate. Now this week, I stood with leaders of the Jewish community in front of a bank of television cameras in Chicago. I was the only non-Jewish leader present, as my colleagues named the dramatic rise of anti-Semitic acts in Chicagoland. The horrors happening in Israel-Palestine and our need for public witness can be no excuse for attacks on people simply because they are a person of faith in our land, a land that cherishes religious freedom. Now, that was a challenge that I faced this week. It was one way I'm trying to face hate with faith in love. But most of my days, like probably most of your days, are lived without the glare of lights and television cameras. Most days require that we live with persistent attention to the power of sacrificial love that is able to conquer every attempt to suck the life out of our days. The voice of the suffering servant said, "The Lord God will help me. Therefore, I cannot be put to shame." Jesus was heading straight forward into a collision course with hatred in all its perfidious forms, even betrayal with a kiss. But Jesus was persistent. He set his face like flint, as our scripture suggests. Years of learning scripture, years of listening to life, it all filled him with wisdom that was funded by God's love. Friends, Jesus rides with us today into every challenge we face. So have resilient trust. Stand together in love. Sacrificial love, it is bread for the journey. Sacrificial love always conquers hate. This I deliver to you in the name of the triune God who creates, redeems, and sustains the world in great and amazing love.
Thank you for listening on our podcast or through our YouTube playlist of sermons. Be sure to forward this message to someone who you believe is seeking God's word today.